This time of year, of course, we spend a lot of time, or a lot of people do anyways, watching sports on TV, whether it's someone who's watching golf right now, or whether it's the Red Sox or other wonderful teams out there. It's always interesting to me. I've never been that big of a sports fan, although of course I enjoy it periodically. But just to watch all the Monday morning quarterbacks talk about how it should have been done. Or, you know, those people who are criticizing the Red Sox because they look and they say, well, that was a dunderhead of a move. And I'm looking and saying, there ain't no way I could do that. I mean, I'm thinking, wow, they can throw the ball and it will go in pretty much the direction they want it to go in. That's pretty good. They can hit a ball that's speeding past them at 97 miles per hour. That's impressive, even if they don't do it all the time. I mean, so I look at this and say, this is amazing, the amount of work that they have to put into it. See, when I was in high school, my mother made me get involved in a sport one time because, you see, I was very much a musician and an actor, and I was in Boy Scouts and stuff at church, but I didn't have any sports on my resume. And she says, this is important for your college application. So let's just say that as an athlete, I was a musician. And so this winter being my sophomore year, I says, well, I'll join wrestling. I know you can all see me as a wrestler. Yeah. Oh yeah, I was the wrestler. And let's just put it this way. My mom and dad watched me wrestle once, and they never made me do any sports again. But anyways, I just remember going to these practices, and at the end of each practice, they made us run around the gym. Around and around and around we go. And it's every once in a while, the coach would say, Jeff, go clean up. Bill, you're done, go. Ogie, get out of here. And we would all be like waiting for that moment when coach would finally call our name and we wouldn't have to be there running aimlessly around this gym. Well, there was this one time I remember all were called, but the coach didn't tell us to leave. He told us to stay in the gym. And then Greg was running around and around, and he was the only one. And coach said, look at Greg's dedication. Look at how much he's given, how hard he's working. You all need to imitate Greg. See how good he is? And I'm saying, oh. Because I always thought it was just that punishment at the end of the day instead of something that we really needed to help us become better athletes. I think that was part of the reason why I was always a good musician when it came to sports. But in the second reading today, we hear, endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom a father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. That it's discipline from God is not a punishment, but it's a time of training. Training in holiness. Training to get ready to get into the heart of God, to get into heaven. Because Jesus says in the gospel today, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. A lot of times in our culture, we think that it's just easy. Everyone goes to heaven, right? Not necessarily. Jesus himself says, many will strive, but many will not be able to do it. He says, strive eagerly. I wonder why it is that we think it's easier to get to heaven than to win the World Series. And incidentally, I really, for those of you sports fans out there, I really do hope the Patriots make it to the World Series this year. I always love listening to the comments of people afterwards as they're coming up to see, Father, the Patriots aren't going to the World Series. They're going to the Stanley Cup. But in any case, we look at what it takes to be a good athlete, what it takes to excel really in any area. If we want to get to the highest rate in any area to excel, it's not just a matter of sitting back and saying, well, I'm going to think really hard about this. I'm going to go to practice once a week, and I'm going to be there and listen to what the coach is saying, and I'll think about it maybe once or twice during the week, and then I'll be on one of the winning teams. No. We have to practice. It means more than trying. We have to train. We have to train in holiness. Later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. We need to train in righteousness. So if I were to ask you, how many of you out there can run a marathon? There might be one or two. I know I ain't doing it anytime soon. But if I says, okay, if let's assume no one here can run a marathon. Let's say, okay, what if you really try to run a marathon? Will you be able to run a marathon then? What if you really think about it positively and say, yes, I'm going to run a marathon. Will you be able to run a marathon? No. How about you go out next week and every day you say you run 1 mile. At the end of the week, will you be able to run a marathon? No. No. But if we as a congregation all said, well, hey, let's train. So this week we're going to run a half a mile 4 days a week. And next week we're going to run a mile every day. And then the next week we're going to run a mile and a half on 4 days of the week. And then the week after that and the week after that. After 2 months, how many people would be able to run a marathon? No one. Still. But if we kept improving and going further and working on it more and more every week for a year, there are some who would be able to run a marathon. But what we could say for sure is everyone would be able to run further than they were able to before, and they'd be able to run faster than they were able to before. Because they trained. Because we trained.